know. So he went ahead and blanked himself. How would you?
Helped his own blank.
And since he had already blanked himself,
helped his own blank.
I asked him to pass them over to me. Okay? I don't care for anything he might have said. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't want that. Okay. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
warmed over.
Right. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
Right. A dish made out of a boiled Indian meal and some kind of liquid. Do you use milk or water? You know, it's a boiled Indian meal. I don't know, it's kind of like that cornmeal you talked about a while ago.
I'd say water, milk.
All
I'd
right.
say milk.
Is it salt? Do you use salt?
Salt.
And how is it served? Yeah, warm cornmeal and milk or water. Old cornbread with milk or water. Other preparation. I'm trying to find out what they want me to get you to say here. It's a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water. What do you call it?
I called it mush.
Right, that's the word. Do you call it mush?
Uh-huh.
You don't call it any of these other names like saucepan, something pan, turn flour, turn mush? Just mush, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we used to call it, mush.
Okay. What do you call peas, beets, and the like? You grow them in the garden?
Vegetables.
All right, and you grow them where?
In the garden.
And what are the homegrown things that grow in a garden?
Well, it's all kinds of vegetables.
A small plot near the house where you might grow the vegetables is a
78
garden.
And what's the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs? It's made out of ground corn and boil, served with salt, pepper, and butter, or gravy.
Biscuit.
No, what do you call the dish made from whole grains of corn after leaching the outside cover from the grain? You take the corn, the whole grain of corn, and you leach the outside and the center is white. No, that's, now, you get how many grits from it? But what is this before you get the grits? Hominy. Isn't that what that is? Yeah. It's a softened from the whole corn kernel. Is that called hominy?
Hominy.
Okay. What's the starch made from the inside of a grain raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas? It's a staple food of the Chinese and Japanese. What kind? We have a lot of wheat here, wheat and corn. It's over in Arkansas. They raise a lot of this. It's not wheat, it's not corn, it's another grain. What is it? You get crispies. Something crispy today.
Corn flakes?
No. Something crispy. Starts with R.
Rice crispy.
Okay. Well, we got down to right there. Bottom page 149, barely. Okay, Mrs. Allen, here we sit on Sunday, December the 17th. 1978, just starting on, continuing on now with page, well, in the booklet, page 50, I believe is what it says, on our interview with you. And we have a visitor over there. She won't wrinkle up the papers too much and pick that up. We'll carry on. She's a Canadian, incidentally. This is for historical purposes. My wife is still a Canadian citizen. But we quit yesterday asking you a question, and if I'd have read this little pencil word down here, you'd have gotten that word in a second. You've been to many weddings, I'm sure, in your 84, 85 next April? April the 12th?
March 12th.
Write that down, Mabel. March the 12th. You'll be 85. Well, the Lord bless you. I hope you live to be 105. But what is it at the weddings that people take, a little white stuff that they throw at weddings?
Rice.
Right. Now, what are some names? You live in Wayne County. When we were here in the 50s, I know that there were a lot of, well, we hear about people out in the country before it got legalized and stuff around here. But